Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA show. So we haven't had too many junior guests come in on the show yet, but there was absolutely no denying the impressive effort by the young man sitting across from me on Saturday. From Lorimer, his name is Cooper Lewin, and ladies and gentlemen, 6 for 22 with a hat-trick in Lorimer's second 11 D-grade sides win over Montmorency. So Cooper, first off, congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
So talk us through your approach to bowling and your performance on Saturday.
Just stuck to my normal plan, what I do, like in juniors, seniors, anytime I'd play. Just swing it in,
yep.
Take the pads or the stumps.
So why is attacking the stumps the go for you?
Because I can't really swing it out that much, so I just swing it in, start at fourth, fifth off stump, and then eventually swing in, take the middle or off.
How well are you able to get the ball to swing at this young stage of your career?
Pretty well, I'd say.
All right, and the hat-trick, why know it, wicket by wicket, how did it happen? How was it feeling?
I think it felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the first wicket was caught, and the second was just plum LBW.
Yep. Well, CG, plum LBW in round one, you've already got the radar fixed in nicely.
Oh, probably the academy.
Yep.
It was nice, helped me a lot.
It's a huge junior program at Lorimer, isn't it? Yeah. What is it? 15 teams?
Yeah, I'd say. Around then, yeah.
What's the academy done for you in developing your cricket?
It's helped me focus more, get my line lengths consistently all before the season.
Yeah. And I understand this is just your second game of senior cricket.
Yeah.
And a 3-4 in your first one. So you find this senior cricket thing to your liking.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And how are the boys getting around you after the match?
Oh, they got around me pretty well. Yep. Went back to the rooms.
Yep.
Everyone came up to me.
Awesome. So also joining us today is Luke Richardson. Done a bit of coaching with you over your time at Lorimer. Richo, how's it feel if a player under your coaching does something as extraordinary as this?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's a credit to Cooper. He's been super dedicated over the last 12 months since I've been at the club. Yeah, puts in the effort, does the extra, and it's great to reap those rewards as well, especially early on in the season. Hopefully he can kickstart his season for what's to come over the next year.
Have your Mass Shield bowlers been put on notice?
Yeah, there was a bit of joking at the club, actually. Yeah, if you're the senior boys, copped a bit of flack. But no, it's great to see. I think the culture we're starting to build at Lorimer is it's definitely the reason where we want to go.
So, Cooper, just talking about how you're able to plan and prepare yourself for bowling, are you able to have a look at how batsmen are playing with you and adjust the way that you're bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did that come into effect on Saturday?
Yeah. I could see that they were trying to play across the line a little bit, trying to play more on the offside,
because
the ground was pretty quick and small, so they'd just try to slog every ball. And I thought if I could sneak one just inside, I could get them.
What stage of the innings did you come in?
I'd say around 10th over, maybe a bit more.
Okay, so fairly second early change, doors for a one-day innings, yep. That's a start where the batsmen are starting to look for runs that bit more.
Yeah, because we pulled on about 190, I think it was.
Yep.
So it was pretty good score in a one-day match. On a small over, that was really quick.
And completing this round table is Lorimer President Jason Merritt. So look, Jason, the junior program at Lorimer has doubled over the last couple of seasons.
Certainly has, yes.
Yeah, the fruits of that investment and things like the academy are sitting before you.
It is, and that's one thing we when we appointed Luke last year that we really focused on, and he was all for the juniors and giving the juniors more pathways into senior cricket, and that's, we had 23 juniors play seniors last year, 23-25, including 8 or 9 now A-grade side. So it's something we've really worked on, invested a lot of time and effort into, and it's paying off, and it's a credit for James, who runs our juniors, and Luke himself and the rest of the coaching staff.
What do you think has brought so many young families to the club?
I think we're just in a growth area.
Yep.
And we're in a young, new estate. I mean, we've only been in the competition, we've only been around for 9 years. It gives us the growth. And we are very, very young. When you look at our playing group, in our senior group especially, we are a young playing group. We don't have many old players, and we were a young team.
All right, well, Cooper, an outstanding effort in just your second senior match. You're the toast of the DVCA for the week. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Best of luck with your cricket in the future, mate, but I reckon we'll be hearing a fair bit more from you.
Yeah.
Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.